All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. I have taken Patreon earnings, and I have bought Boston Robotics.
Oh.
You know, those lovable videos that make people, it's like they show the robot, and then they, like, kick it.
Yeah, and then the comment section is just, this is how Skynet starts.
Yeah, just that, and it's and
same,
it can
that same joke
every day
over. Yeah, no,
like every day at the same time they release a video every day somebody says this is how Skynet starts, and then a bunch of people, even some people you trust and love, will retweet it. You know, it'll show up on your timeline and like this on my like, timeline. What,
you bring this to my house,
to my timeline?
What,
the Skynet joke? You know? So I bought it because here's the robot making machine.
Oh, I thought there was like a bunch of like engineers and they made them and then they kicked them over and then they started again. It's just a machine that spits them out.
Yeah. Yeah. They just over here, you can kind of choose different dials for like head, intelligence, Skynet potential, legs, you know, waist.
Yeah. Why is the Skynet potential knob glued in place at 11?
You know, for those clicks. So people will be like Skynet. So I figured we'd take all these dials and we'd roll them like Price is Right.
Ooh, and see what comes out. Yeah.
And then click make robot.
Okay.
And see what happens.
All right. Let me queue up Powerhouse as you
11.
Put those dials around. It's rolling out. It's covered in mist, covered in steam, covered in smoke.
You know what I would like to have happen in my lifetime, but won't? The Mario Paint save music replace Powerhouse.
Oh, I don't know that it will. I think that's really optimistic. That's extremely optimistic about the cultural impact of Mario Paint. I think the highest.
But they brought it back for like Mario Maker 2.
Yeah,
like
I think that's the highest it's going to go as a thing.
It's so much more of a bop. You know?
Okay, yeah, no. It's
a good fucking song.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to encourage you because I know it's not going to happen, and I can't see your hopes dashed against those particular rocks.
The Denver Broncos.
you just wouldn't understand Marge.
A bunch of people laughed when you told them that dream.
It's not the Dallas Cowboys, but it's a start.
It's a start. Okay. So we've made our robot. Ding, ding.
This looks like a robot that I'm familiar with, but it's worse.
Well, let's check the settings.
Okay.
So super.
Super.
Okay. Good. Okay. Fighting.
Sure. All right.
Want fighting. Robot. That one's just default.
Well, it's built in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then here's the letter X.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. What? This one's set to anime.
No.
Ooh, this one's set to 3D.
No, Gary, this sounds like Mega Man X7 to me.
Ooh. That this is popularly maligned, because I played this and every once in a while people are like, yeah, Mega Man X4, it's one of the best games in the entire Mega Man thing. And I'm like, hold up,
wait a minute.
And it's like, that's an okay game, kinda.
Yeah,
but like, hold up. And then I was like, this is such horseshit, and I was half expecting to go online and have people be like, no, it's actually really good. It's like the Mega Man Battle Network of Mega Man games. It's great. And it didn't happen. So I was very happy that everyone fucking hates this shit.
Yeah.
Because I hate this shit.
This is incredibly bad. Let's get into it.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering, yes and, also, yes but.
we are perfecting the art of yes, but. And this week we are talking about Mega Man X7. This is a game that was demanded by our Patreon backer, Chastity. There was no comment on this. I think that they figured it would just speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. And it does.
It does.
I wasn't familiar with this. We keep playing these games that kind of this and that creatures thing took place during kind of gaming droughts.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I played games in 2002, but playing a lot of PC games. You know, I had a couple PlayStation games. I wasn't playing tons of them.
Yeah, and like you like a lot of people probably had dropped off of the Mega Man X train. Well before this.
I dropped off with Mega Man X2.
Right.
Like I dropped out of Mega Man X pretty early. Dropped out of Mega Man pretty early. You know.
We don't
or like yeah.
Yeah, you probably didn't fuck around with Mega Man 8 very much, right?
No, I played it, but I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know that we need to like make a big deal about our bona fides, but both of us really, really really love Mega Man X. We love it so much that like we made it the first episode of WoW.
And we've done it twice. It's the only game we've done two episodes on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, did the same episode again.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Mega Man X. I love Mega Man 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's about my love of Mega Man, though.
Just about.
It's a weird thing where, like, if you look at all the Mega Man properties, I dislike more of it than I like.
It's like Metroid,
which is
right?
Like Metroid or even, like, Castlevania at this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, which is wild, but like about half the Castlevania games I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
They went to those weird 3D games, those Nintendo 64 games and stuff, like Game Boy entries, like not the portable, not like the DS, but like the actual original Game Boy.
The weird entries. Kojima God of War clone ones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Like they're horrible, you know? And Mega Man, like all the great Nintendo old franchises went through all these weird growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strange. Like every single one of them became an anime 3D action game.
The PlayStation 2 is not a really good generation for things that kind of came about in the NES era.
Yeah, it could not adapt very well.
No,
you know, it's a weird generation for that and for JRPGs.
Yeah,
like I've said that before, I think, but like I credit some of my falling off of the genre with having an overlap between like I like this, you know, as part of my identity and the declining quality.
Mm-hmm.
Of the genre at that point. So it's like, I like this as part of my identity, so I'm going to play Rogue Galaxy, but then I'm like, I'm not having any fun at all. What does that mean? You know, why am I not having any fun?
A little bit of introspection time there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So this was, you know, I like that era a lot, the PlayStation 2 era, but there is some rough shit.
Yeah.
And like, this is exceedingly rough.
Yeah. And like, you know, not necessarily Capcom, not necessarily at the height of their powers right then too. No. This game was so bad that like I was like pot committed a couple of years ago to doing a big playthrough of the Mega Man X series when the collection came out.
Can you explain what pot committed means?
Pot committed. It's like you're all in. Like a poker pot, you know?
Oh, poker pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard the phrase pot committed before.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I picked up the Mega Man X Legacy collections when they came out on Switch. And I was like, you know, I just, this feels like a nostalgic good time. I like Mega Man X 1 through 4. Cool. I will just go ahead and play these. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll keep on going until I stop. I got through Mega Man X 5, which is okay. And Mega Man X 6, which is just really, really bad.
Is it better or worse than this one?
I would say better than this because it is still recognizably a Mega Man game. But the stage design in Mega Man X6 is hateful and incomplete. It's actually like, I don't know, there's probably a YouTube series there when it comes to like comparing just screen compositions, like little level sections that they force you to do, just showing how it deteriorated and basically just kind of came down to like, I don't know, fuck it, just put something on the screen. X6 is real bad. I got to X7 and I stopped when I got to Zero's part of the tutorial, which takes you to the same highway where Mega Man X started. And I was like, you know what? I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do. You have not earned this. I am actually kind of annoyed that you are attempting to shoehorn me into this bad thing. Yes, Steel Valor. You're trying to say, remember one of the best tutorial levels in games? It's here. It's back. It's the big B-copter. Don't you love it, Cole? Yeah. Hi, Cole.
Don't you want to fight about seven of them?
Yeah.
And then fight them, you know, like a big hallway of endless B-copters?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you really fuck you, like, this is a real way to step on a rake where you do a callback like that and then just do 1,000 times worse of a version.
Yep.
You know, like I'm replaying Dark Souls 3 right now, and some of those explicit callbacks I actually like I like that, you know, going back to Anor Londo a bit.
Yeah.
It'd be like if you went back there and it was just the dumbest, worst level in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like the highway in this version of this, it's so dark and so muddy, mm-hmm. and so, like, it's not about teaching you. It's just, you know, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like, hey, here's B-copters. Do you like it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, nostalgia porker. How's the slop?
I was about to do the exact same piggy thing. Like, it's very much just like, eat it up, you fucking animals.
Yeah. Hey, you jackal. Yeah. Do you like the taste of this? Take some mm-hmm. slop.
It's on PS2 now, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, hey, you like these 3D graphics, don't you? Mm-hmm. We had a hard time making them, so you better fucking appreciate them, piggy.
Yeah. You remember fighting this in 2D? We're going to make you fight six of them in 2D, and then for no reason, we're going to put it into 3D as well.
Yeah. Those 3D sections of this, those, like, over-the-shoulder Contra, like,
yeah,
things are so horrible. And I find the flow and story of the beginning of this game absolutely incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know what was going on with the robot who part of his head was a hat?
And so who got assassinated? The robot who was specifically built to be an old man?
Yeah, to be an old crime man.
Hi, here's old Godfather Italian crime man who has a cane built into his hand.
Yeah. Why would you build a robot like that? Like, this like is so stupid.
Like in Futurama, Tiny Tim. You know, like, somebody built him that way to be miserable.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Like, yeah. I get that Mega Man is about robots, but in the early Mega Man games, the robots served a purpose and there were humans and uh-huh. stuff, and it kind of made sense, right? Like, very explicitly, like, the robot masters were industrial machines. You know, Woodman in mm-hmm. Mega Man 2 is a logging robot.
Yeah.
He logs, and that's his stage.
The early Mega Man games were labor uprisings.
Totally, you know, and they get further away from that.
Uh-huh.
And then Mega Man X is not really about that because it starts its story focus kind of mode a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, they were just animal bots and it was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really question it because it's like, here's a penguin. And, you know, it doesn't really make sense for us to make robot penguins, but, like, sure.
Why not?
You know? And then this one, though, they have this intense culture of, like, detectives and crime lords and stealth assassins, and then, like, rookie cops and regular cops and badass loners.
Yeah. And like, just a vigilante organization. And, like, you've got the vigilantes capturing other robots and making them fight for them.
Yeah. Quitting the force. Like, X quits the force because it's too much police brutality.
Yeah. Well, X quits the force because, like, he's a pacifist who keeps on being dragged back into the fight, which is just tiresome characterization.
What does them being robots add to any of that? It's so dumb.
Yep.
Like, I can't handle. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when a genre is just like, what if this genre, but all the things are something different, but it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, like, that kind of stuff drives me nuts. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, I could never get into, when I was growing up, like, my friend Derek was way into, like, Redwall.
Oh,
I could never get into Redwall because I was like, this is just reads exactly like if these were just people instead of a opossum, it was a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what's the difference? Like, why make them mice?
I read the Redwall books and they were fine or whatever.
Well, like YA fantasy books.
So right.
They're good.
But like, I would not have read them if there was not a Redwall club where all the smart kids were in. That was it was adjacent to and part of the Talented and Gifted program. So I'm like, I'll join this Redwall club that's run by the Talented and Gifted teacher. I guess it was tech at that point. Like, I'll just read these and know them. And that was like literally just it.
Like, I'm sure they're like fine books.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy, like, Derek was way into them. Derek doesn't have shitty taste in books. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and I was reading Piers Anthony and like fucking Robert Aspirin at the time. Like, I was not reading good fantasy,
mm-hmm.
Dragonlance books and shit. Yeah,
right. I'm more sure that story so people could laugh at me wanting to be with the not cool kids by reading a mouse book.
It's extremely weird to be like, the talented and gifted kids did a mouse guard club. So I have to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. So like I had to join it because it'll look good on my resume. It'll look good on my college application.
Well, no, it was more like, oh, these are the people that I want to be friends with because I've got stuff in common with them, except they all like these fucking books. And now I have to, yeah. too, I guess, because it's been institutionalized by the school somehow.
They're wholesome because it's mice.
Yeah. No, I've got like a big envelope. I think I wrote a letter to the author of those, like Brian Jocks or Brian Jakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like he sent me a bunch of like signed, like just like bookmarks and stuff like that. I still have that.
Aww, yeah. That's very cute.
Yeah.
You should probably give that to a real fan.
Probably. You know, I'm just sitting on
the... somebody who likes the books. One of those honor clique kids. Mm-hmm.
But no, like it was literally just, here's some mice who live in an abbey who have to protect it from like badgers. Well, they didn't have to protect from the badgers. The badgers were the good ones. Had to protect them from foxes and stuff.
Yeah.
And snakes.
The people who eat mice.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not immune to that kind of thing. Like I like the Disney Robin Hood, but also if the Disney Robin Hood was just like people, I don't think it'd be appreciably that different.
Yeah. The Disney Robin was just people. It would still have good music. Like,
Good music, good story and stuff like that. So just making them robots, like it made sense for them to be robots in the early Mega Man. Cause there was a human context for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just, they've recreated our tropes and stuff and it makes no sense.
No. And like, this is 7 games into a very long ongoing series, where Sigma is behind everything. There's just a virus that's corrupting everything. Like this takes place after like X5 and X6, where there's like a, basically like a Genosha crashing into the earth and causing a cataclysm that kills off most of the population kind of thing that goes on, here as well, that I think results in there being more robots than humans, or maybe humans are all wiped out. I don't know.
It could just be the robots and they decided to really put themselves through the ringer as far as, creating all of our pathology.
We need old Italian crime lords.
Gotta
step up to the plate.
We gotta build them at the very least, if they don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this, so fucking this game feels like fucking garbage. Even in the 2D section, you do not start off being able to play as Mega Man X because he is he's out of the fight, right? So you have Zero, who does like little saber combos, but it takes probably like a half a second after you press the attack button for him to swing. It's not an emulation issue either. Like I played this on the Switch to research for this. So it wasn't just a thing. Then you have Axel, who is this all powerful newcomer who doesn't just absorb the powers of enemies, but he can like mimic their appearance. Them. Yeah. And even in the 2D version, it's not just like Mega Man where you're running and gunning and there's like some kind of fluidity to it. No, like you have to like lock on to the enemies in order for him to fire at them. And the lock on is incredibly finicky. There's like a particular range around him that everything needs to be. And I probably spent a good 5 minutes trying to open up that door where you have to shoot all the orbs as they turn red.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very frustrating.
Yeah.
To me. He has a certain kind of like anime kid voice, like the Tails voice.
Yes. He has
it's very similar to the Mega Man voice too. Like, and it was like, why, what is up with Zero who's constantly collecting preteen bots? Like, I'm not trying to make like a pederasty joke. I just mean, why doesn't this guy hang out with some robots his own age?
Yes.
Not for gross reasons, just because like, don't you think you'd have more in common with like other badass loners?
I think
than just like everyone being like, geez, Zero, are you stupid or something? We gotta go.
I was about to say it's like a Sonic thing, but that's not what I mean, because Sonic was voiced by, Jaleel White and other people.
Also
but,
a kid.
Yeah.
But not that Sonic should be hanging out with Tails, because Tails is basically an infant. It's like when Homer thinks Lisa's best friend is Maggie is basically Sonic and Tails.
I forgot about that. when he made the interactive story.
Tape. Yeah. Not a wonderful episode, but one of my favorite Simpsons jokes. My favorite book.
My pastimes are reading quietly and diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite food, McNugget. I hate the Nuggets.
Yeah. But no, like the voice on Axel is very much the, it's the anime dub. I'm not using the A word in a pejorative here, but people know what it is, where it is a woman speaking in with like more of a rasp. To create a heroic sounding young boy, a voice that has never existed naturally.
I think like a Brave Milhouse. Like, but yeah, it's not a natural voice. Like, no kids are that way, and that's just a trope for some reason of the genre. Is like,
right.
We got to have our heroic 7-year-olds. Why? Like, that's not cool. And I don't know why Zero's hanging out with them, and I hate them both. Axel can die. I would break Axel over my knee if I could, and then I don't. X can go fuck himself now. Yeah, X is dead to me.
You're
and
Zero was never that cool
to me.
Yeah.
Zero's okay, but I'm done with the whole crew.
Yeah. No, but Axel's supposed to be like the you know, just for lack of a better word, Mary Sue, like, or it's like a Scrappy Doo or Cousin Oliver kind of thing. We're going to bring in this new character and give him a ton of focus. Yeah.
Because you don't even get to play as Mega Man X.
Until you
unlocked 64 of these bots.
Oh yeah, you're rescuing Reploids in these stages.
Yeah.
The first one that I rescued was Derek, and I just missed being able to get a screenshot of it.
Yeah,
just a Reploid just kind of like crashed out on a plane, like on the wing of a plane named Derek.
Yeah, Derek. So this is absolute horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting just to be like, oh, this whole episode is just going to be us complaining about what they did to Mega Man, which we both like.
Yes.
However, I have found two game facts, both of which that have absolute incredible energy. And just, you know, so I want to start with the lesser one.
Which one is this? Is this Hammer or GB NES?
Oh my God. Those are different than the ones I have, or at least one of them is.
Yeah,
I think. Let me check.
Yeah,
that makes me very happy.
I've got a few of these up, and like neither of those have a lot in them, but there's some good intro and intro and outro kind of matter.
I think GB NES's intro is an all timer.
Yes.
So I mean, you don't necessarily have to, and listeners can decide whether they think that.
What was your other one? Was it Neo Chozo? Because I've got that one open too.
It was X Lord McChowX.
Of course, it was X Lord McChowX. Of course, it's him. Yeah.
So that one's the one I want to start with, because I think that this is just kind of minor, but I think it's really cute. After X Lord Machow X does the intro, says, you know, and introduces the plot of the game, says, and there you have it, the basic gist of Mega Man X7. Hello, welcome to my FAQ and walkthrough for this wonderful game, Mega Man X7. In this walkthrough, I'll be telling you the basic and not so basic, so that in the end, you should have the game 100% complete. All right, sound good? Let's move on. Anyway, a little bit about myself first. My GameFAQs username is Dark Cloud, though my contributor name is Time Magician, seeing as Dark Cloud is taken already. Whatever. I've written a few guides. They seem to be considered as good guides, as I often get IMs and emails complimenting me on them. I would no way consider myself to be a great fact writer, as I am not like those crazy prolific guys who write 4 guides a month. That's just not my thing. So I mostly underline this, so I do think it's cute.
Yes.
But also to contrast him with the next guy and his identity as a fact writer.
I've got that on here as well. Who's your next guy?
Oh no, these are the two that I have. So you have a third one I don't have, which made me really excited.
I think that all the good ones that I have were yours as well. I'm looking at this and I'm not seeing the thing that I liked. So continue.
Okay. So in the end of that one, real quick, we learn the real name is Patrick, lives in Milwaukee. All the things that he's into, he does cross country and track, you know, pole vault, smart kid. I don't have mad smarts, but I get good grades, always above a 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. You know, really enjoys online messaging communities, you know, stuff like that. So very sweet.
Yeah.
And then we have this guy, GB Ness.
Mm-hmm.
And GB Ness's intro, I think, is one for the all-time Game Facts.
It goes for a while, and also he leads with contact rules as opposed to trails with them, which always it tells you what footing they're on.
And he also, I mean, there's just like a lot of Davis Arini energy to the beginning of this, I think, which I really love.
Uh-huh.
I've recently taken a very long break from facking. I'm serious. I haven't touched one in over a month, except for one I'm likely to never finish. Don't know me? Well, not many do. I'm Richard Beast, one of the outcasts of facking.
I'm a loner, Daddy, a rebel.
One of the outcasts of facking.
Yep. I bring you the forbidden skills.
Forbidden facts. Although recently I've hit 3,000 KB worth of written facts. The reason I've taken such a long break is to enjoy the finer parts of life. Get a new computer, change from a PC to an iMac, that's a large change, and music. I hope to be back on my other home, facking, after a long while. Continues talking about how much he likes Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, the fact is dedicated to the memory of Chris Cow Magiera McDonald,
mm-hmm.
who passed away, who was the Game Facts contributor.
Gary
made a bunch of facts that are even stolen by magazines.
Okay, so a couple of things there. In the 7 years that we did this, I never paused to consider that some of these people might be dead.
Not some.
Yeah.
Like, probably several.
Yeah. I always look at the contributor dates, and some of them are still active. Some of them just like kind of dropped off in the 2000s. Yeah.
Yep.
And I figured, yep. Oh, maybe they went off to college. Maybe they,
or maybe you'll see them at the crossroads.
I will have to answer to all of them. Oh shit, Gary, are these people going to make sorrow. Up the five people I meet in heaven? Yeah.
The five factors you meet in heaven. The outcast.
Meet the factors.
The nerd. The cow's got nipples. Can you milk it? It depends on whether you're playing the PlayStation or N64 version of Harvest Moon.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
GB Ness continues. I love getting good emails. So you're free to email me with a question anytime, but I will not answer questions already answered. The fact I prefer emails with good grammar, et cetera. Do not email me things. And there's a big list of leet speak that he doesn't like.
Yeah. Yeah. Including a couple of, some ableist stuff in there. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I will laugh at such emails and delete them. So if you're not just playing a friendly joke on me or something, don't bother with that crap.
I'm not mad. I'm laughing and it makes me more powerful when you do this.
You know? Thing, don't send me emails in any languages other than English or Spanish.
That's weirdly inclusive for that kind of.
Yeah. I speak both of them. If you absolutely have to send emails in Spanish, hola. But, and then you cannot get on his AIM list.
No. It's closed. He's got
he will not work
to do.
For your site. Like, I will not take a job offer. I always had 20 people IMing me, and even though I hold nothing against them, I'd prefer to have light IMs. this the amazing energy, the confidence, yes, radiating from this game fact is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
To me,
the only other one that I have is Kiddo R. And this, okay, is written by a person who doesn't speak English. And it's not necessarily complete, but I love the details at the end where it's like author copyrights. Who am I? I am a Chinese Malaysian. I am 16. I like to play games. I dislike to study. Nicknames: Kid R, Kiddo R, Kiddo R.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it's incredibly sweet. Personal questions: Hello, Kid R, why is there so much nicks you have? Because there's some site found that my username and the nick and fac not the same. Yeah, so he's just explaining why he has all this stuff, but he likes to play games and he doesn't like to study. I find Kiddo R to be very relatable.
I find Kiddo R relatable and pure.
Yes,
Kiddo R is my friend.
Yeah, I think Kiddo R is good. So the other
thing, I think that GB Ness did a plot analysis of Kingdom Hearts.
So. Sorry, that was my soul leaving my body.
Yeah, that's a killing phrase.
Yeah. Huh. No, I need to see what else GB Ness does, because yeah. All that I want is for one of these people, for one of these people when they say, oh, here's somebody whose work was taken by a magazine or whatever. Can you link to it?
Yeah.
But basically,
they'd only give them what they want.
I need a citation that this has ever happened.
Yeah. It feels fake to me.
Otherwise, it feels like a self-aggrandizing paranoia. Mm-hmm, yeah. is what it seems to be to me.
Yeah. I'm trying to find other intros. He has his stock thing. You know, there's different. So he on the permission for his Final Fantasy Tactics guide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about how you can't put it in a magazine, you can't put it on any other sites or anything. And then his he has a collaborator on this guide, a guy named Steve, and Steve says, if you steal my guide and attempt to take money off of it, I'll slice your balls off and eat your current kids. That's very specific. No future kids will be eaten. I'm not cutting off your bloodline,
and also not the ex-kids that went away with Deborah. Yeah. And that bastard Steve.
If you just want to use it on your website, go ahead, but make sure to ask Rich first to make sure it's safe. Is he doing this with two people, or is this okay? For a second, I thought he had created like a Tyler Durden.
Oh, he invented Dark GBNS.
Yeah, I was hoping for that, but and that could still be the case. But it does seem like they're two people with kind of different different thoughts.
I do like that there is somebody out there who can be the bad cop to GBNS's good cop.
GBNS is not a good cop. This is mediocre. Like this is like outsider. Renegade and bad cop. Steve, you can't talk to him on IM because he's always just talking with his girl.
Cool. Oh, that's so cool. Oh my god,
I love him. I love Steve.
I can't believe he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's and he can't talk to me on an AOL Instant Messenger.
I mean, obviously I'm going to go to the back of the line if the girlfriend they've got stuff to get caught up on. GBNS wrote a fact for Logical's Journey of the Zumbinis. Those things that you're racist against.
We might have missed it somehow.
There's not anything that's like over the top. Really, in his intro
I'm sorry I keep going back to this. I'm not trying to get us stuck in one fact. The thanks for the co-fact here with Final Fantasy Tactics.
Uh-huh.
He's got all the same normal thanks, Rich. Does, but he also adds this bullet point: Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, U2, the Eagles, Queen, Van Halen, the Beatles, and many others. You probably know why I'm thanking you, but I don't believe this guide would be up as quickly if it weren't for all of you. I love that you probably know why I'm thanking you. Addressed specifically to the members of Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, U2, the Eagles, Queen, Van Halen, Beatles, and many others.
I'll make sure this gets to Roger Waters.
I think that's very good. And then also, Steve thinks his girlfriend.
Okay.
At the bottom of his, whose name is Cassie Blankenship, which seems like somebody trying to make up something.
Yeah. Like also kind of fucked up to post the full name of your girlfriend.
Yeah. Don't dox your girlfriend in a Final Fantasy Tactics guy you wrote with Richard Beast.
GBNS is Richard Beast, Gary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wrote it with... Yeah.
Gotcha.
Richard Beast.
Yeah.
Steve is not Richard Beast.
As for me, myself, and I, I'm just Richard Beast, a 17-year-old geek who does nothing all day except sleep and play video games. So that was written at the very least in 2008. So this guy was born in 1989. So he's a 30-year-old ass man now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This guy can and will vote. Can and will vape.
I'm a vapor American.
I can and will vape.
He's got the same disclaimer about what emails not to send him. Just looking here at the Chrono Cross guide, he said this is all simultaneously the longest and shortest guide I will ever write. Like every Chrono Cross guide, it is several hundred pages long.
Yeah, simultaneously the longest and shortest. What are you talking about?
And then also at the end of this for the thanks, he gives the same, pretty much the same list of bands. And have we talked about like every dude goes through their classic rock phase?
I don't think we have.
Yeah. It's just the thing that happens. I don't know if there's much to talk about.
Classic rock's good.
Happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like I'm in like, if I'm in the radio in Boston or like in a car and Boston comes on, I'm not sad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll listen to the Boston song. Peace of Mind was on earlier today when I was out taking a drive.
It's a great song.
You probably know why I'm thanking you, but I don't believe this guy would be up as quickly if it weren't for all of you.
Yeah. Classic. Oh. Classic GBNS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, he has so many facts, and I guarantee there's another thing where he calls himself, like, the outsider of factsmanship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if I can go through all of them.
No, I don't think I can. Let me see here. Maybe under
here we go. This is for Biden Kaito's Eternal Wings. So you may recognize me by the fact that I did a Biden Kaito's Eternal Wings guide in addition to this one, or you may recognize me by the fact that I've wasted like weeks and months of my life writing guides on this awesome site, or you might recognize me by the fact that I'm a moron, or you might not recognize me at all. Yeah, some people don't. So for those of you who don't, the name's Richard GB Nest Beast. I'm just a normal guy who likes making the experience with these games better for those, for others who likes writing guides, since, you know, I love almost all the games I write for myself. It's a lot going on in that sentence.
Yeah.
And then, you know, continues. But the he's really obsessed with whether people know him.
Yeah.
Like the popularity contest part of this.
No, just the way that he has this set up. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot going on. I was hoping some bands would get added to his band list.
Same, but it seems pretty
classic. Yeah. Yeah, his classic rock phase stay the same.
Yeah. However, like I'm looking at this, a lot of these guides appear to be written like I guess scrolling down that goes out the window. But he was active from like 2003 to 2009. So if he was 17, Gary, so if he was 17 in 2008, these ones in that he wrote in 2003, he was like 12 years old. So what does 12-year-old him have to say about Final Fantasy IX?
Uh-oh. I did look at that one. There's not as much as I want.
Yeah.
There, you know. I really wanted it to be like he goes through that, you can see, like, this is like Boyhood. Like we get to see him go through like all these like phases of like different self-esteems and collaborations, getting into music, you know.
Uh-huh.
Meeting guys who have girlfriends.
Oh jeez. I'm just picturing him. Okay, so he's probably 30 now. Maybe he has a kid, like a precocious little like 8-year-old kid making like Minecraft walkthroughs or whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any time for him. And he just looks wistfully through the crack in the door. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Oh man. I gotta say this though, when I was 12 I probably wouldn't have had the wherewithal or follow through to put together this massive Final Fantasy IX guide, and his prose is not terrible, so there is
as far as game facts go, this could be way worse.
Yeah,
you know, I just think calling himself the outsider of facts is very funny to me.
I'm the intellectual dark web of game facts.
The intellectual dark facts.
Oh Jesus. Man. Yeah, no, he's really sucking up to some folks because he's thinking like Psycho Penguin in here too.
He loves Psycho Penguin.
Yeah. That's
true. He shows up a lot in his thanks.
Huh.
Well, gratitude is the first step towards happiness.
I mean, that actually is true.
Specifically, gratitude for Psycho Penguin.
Yes, you must kiss the ring.
Yeah, a certain kind of gratitude for a certain psychotic penguin is the first step to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
He's a serial killer clown. That sweet dude. A serial killer clown.
That tweet was fucking hilarious.
That sweet dude. I feel bad about that because I tweeted that thing. So this is somebody was making fun of the guy who made Dusk.
Yeah.
For making bad graphics because the Dusk guy was making fun of Naughty Dog, and people are very defensive about Naughty Dog. And somebody was like, you know, your AV, he was called like Sweet Tooth, and he had Sweet Tooth from the Twisted Metal series as his picture. And someone's like, oh, your picture makes sense since you're a clown. His response is like, that's Sweet Tooth, a serial killer clown, which I thought was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I retweeted that. And then, I don't want to name them. Somebody retweeted that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up a little bit.
Ooh, okay.
And the guy, the Sweet Tooth, a serial killer clown, came in and was like kind of like backpedaled. He's like, I'm sorry, I was just kidding, you know, I just try to be stupid or whatever. And then the person who had retweeted me was like, oh, I understand. But then if you actually go to the Sweet Tooth, the serial killer clown's timeline,
okay,
it's all just like shitty baiting and trolling. Like it was not a genuine apology.
No.
I just felt bad because the person, I was like, oh, don't accept this guy's apology. Like, look at his timeline. It's toxic as hell, and he's been that way forever. You know,
he's running the Schrodinger's douchebag. Yeah,
exactly. He's Schrodinger's douchebag. Yeah. So, I believe that he's probably young. Like, I believe that he's actually a teenager, you know, but that doesn't mean he's not being a douchebag.
If he idolizes Sweet Tooth, the serial killer clown.
Yeah. Sweet Tooth, a serial killer clown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No.
I think, I don't think people are so, like, you know, defensive of Naughty Dog. I think that they are just against any kind of, like, labor, you know, good labor
don't
practices.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I said, I guess you're probably correct. I mean, in terms of generality, because a lot of his timeline was toxically defending Naughty Dog, not necessarily about labor things, but just about everything.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, yeah. Is, you know, but in terms of general people, you do see people, you know, do not like labor issues being pointed out because they're idiots.
Yeah.
They're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, there's no good excuse for that.
Nope.
Like, don't tell me about labor issues.
Yeah.
Bleed for my, you know, cinematic 10-hour game with nice graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Bleed.
Yeah. It's one of the deepest experiences you'll have. It's made millions cry.
Yep. And that's worth any amount of human suffering.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's not an either or thing too, which is the thing that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, no,
it's a
false dichotomy.
Yeah. hire more people, pay more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hire more people, pay them more.
Mm-hmm.
Game comes out a little slower.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go.
You get both.
Fine. Plan it out longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, Mega Man X 7 has a boss in it named Tornado Tunyon.
It's a Tunyon.
At least we know what a Coanger is. It's like something like weird beetle. Like, we just don't call it that. They just didn't localize that. Tornado Tunyon. I need to cut in some of the dialogue, but go and look up a YouTube of the of that fight, because his voice, Gary, his voice.
Okay, Tornado Tunyon. He's an onion.
Yep.
Now they're making robots of onions.
and if it was like a plant theme for the Mavericks you find here.
He's not talking to Tornado Tunyon. I can't find it, Cole.
Okay.
I put in Tornado Tunyon and it gave me a 9-minute long video that I cannot.
I cannot find the tornado. But yeah. Just in terms of the battle barks, because this is voice acted and they consider that to be the thing to do. On the wiki
Here it is. He's doing the call from Bottle Rocket. Why?
To Tornado Tunyon, UBX.
UBX? I ask you a favor, yes? Stop us. Stop Red, please, yeah?
What?
It's Professor! Professor, redesign us! We no longer...
Professor? Who the heck is that?
We no control, yeah? Can't stop none of us! Please save us! We becoming something else! Around and around!
Becoming something else.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
It's fucking bleak, dude. It's like the bleakest onion content. It's like sadder than any headline they've ever done.
Trivia. Tornado Tunyon is the only Maverick from X7 that didn't appear in the last issue of the Dreamwave Mega Man comic book. Maybe they didn't want to remember Tornado Tunyon.
Would they, how, so I assume they'd have to pay you for this. Like, it wouldn't be for free. How much would it cost? Like, let's say, like, I wanted you to take a 4-credit college course in Mega Man X history.
I mean, how much more of it would there be than just, like, reading some wiki? Like, would I have to do fucking assignments?
Yeah, yeah. It's a class. It'd be up to the professor, but, like,
yeah,
so good, like, work, so assignment, like, papers.
A semester. It wouldn't be like a Spanish 101, 102, 103 thing where you have to complete the whole
semester. Four college credits. They apply to your junior cluster.
I don't know. It depends on if I have to drive anywhere. If it's an online class, I would probably do it. Give me $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah. I would do that for an iPad.
Ten weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like $200 a week.
Yeah.
Of just, like, you know, probably 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
Hours a week or something like that.
That's reasonable. $20 an hour.
That's
not
horrible.
Not terrible.
That's not a bad rate.
Yeah.
But I do not want to learn about Mega Man X history.
Well, because then even if you didn't, like, intend to, you would start applying it elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, become one of those guys who brings it up everywhere.
Well, yeah, because like, you have to justify it. Yeah.
Like, I have a specialized knowledge also. You know, how can I turn this into something I have specialized knowledge of?
Yes.
I know. Bring up Mega Man X.
That one game that I played back in 1993. Oh, my son, sit down and I'll weave you a tale.
It's just the beginning.
It all begins with Vile.
Yeah. It all begins with a robotic onion.
Jesus.
Anywho.
Anyway.
What should people do if they like this show?
Well, you can be like Chastity, and you can back us on Patreon. They backed us at the $25 level. When you do that, you can demand a game. You can demand that we play a game for you. You don't have to do the $25 though. That is just the perk there. If you just want extra episodes of the show, you can back at $5 to get the most recent one, the most recent premium episode that we do, or $10 gets you damn near 100 of them. And that's at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcast or tell your friends.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate all those things. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you very much. And of course, come back next time, where at the end of that episode, I will say, much like this episode, I will say the outro we always do, which is, and until next time, make a hamburger out of farts.
How much of that was part of the intro and how much of that was just you kind of trying to find the outro or like part that they wrote or you wrote?
What?
How many, what was that? What part of that was the contributed part?
And until next time, make a hamburger out of farts.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
so in Guppy, they started doing meta ones where that hemming and hawing is part of the.
There are a few of those thing. Where the hemming and hawing is in there. Yeah. I think it's funny to say each time the new one is the one we always say, but that's just me though. You know, just a little weird.